Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, it's one of the big sales of the year for Superior Video Livestock Auction, Video Royale 28, Monday, July 27th through Friday, July 31st. From the Winnemucca Event Center, Winnemucca, Nevada, it'll be seen on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Each day, Superior Sunrise will begin at 9:30 a.m., and the auction itself starts at 10 a.m. Central Time each day, Monday through Friday. 195,000 head will be offered this year, 29,000 yearling steers, 16,000 yearling heifers, 81,000 weaned calves, and 64,000 calves on cows. Each day of the week, a different region of the country will be featured. Go to their website for details of this year's Video Royale, SuperiorLivestock.com, or call them 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock.
Cattle futures market finished pretty roughly today after being higher this morning. Now, the live cattle were anywhere from about $60 to $1.10 lower. And then feeder cattle were much weaker here. The front end especially, August down 265 and September down 305. So they gave back a lot following an on-feed report on Friday that was considered bullish. And that on-feed report showed on-feed July 1st of 100%, right in line with 100 expected. Placements, on the other hand, were 102%, where we were looking for 104%. So placements a little bit lighter. And then marketing's 101. We're expecting 101. It appeared to be maybe neutral. I kind of thought it was a little bit bullish. But if you look at the number of cattle on feed, this is the second highest for this time of year in 10 years. Last year was the highest. We're just barely below that. So some people may say that that's a lot of cattle on feed and bearish. But just interesting to see where the market goes and kind of the turnaround following a report and what happens. We were bumping up against previous contract highs or this moves for this high anyway. For this move anyway, from about the July 20th or so. But it gave it back and finished about $2 to $3 lower on the feeder cattle.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
OKC West has been serving cattle producers for 30 years across Oklahoma and beyond, offering a premium way to sell your cattle. Mondays at 10 a.m., they sell cows, bulls, and singles. On Tuesdays at 9 a.m., they sell stocker cattle. And on Wednesdays at 9 a.m., feeder steers and feeder heifers are sold. For more information, you can click over to their website, okcwest.com, or give them a call directly at 800-778-9378. OKC West Livestock Market.
The grain futures market today also weak, especially in that Kansas City wheat. In Chicago wheat, they were down 10 to 11 cents in both of those contracts, which put December Kansas City wheat at 449 and three quarters, down 10 and three quarter cents. The pretty disappointing trade here for the wheat as we hover around contract lows here. The lowest it's been is around 440 in December, and right now that's about 450. But the average price over the last year or so is really about 490, but we're at the low end of that range. So that's again, that's a disappointing action. We have a crop progress report this afternoon is expecting to show corn and beans both at 70% good to excellent, slightly better than last week. And with the cold front moving through, it's bringing with it some spotty showers, but it doesn't look like there's anything right now imminent to cause some sort of yield decrease for the corn and beans. The cotton futures today were a little bit higher, getting some of it back here. December up $1.30 or $1.30 at $61.40. The cotton futures have been selling off after about a 4 or 5 month rally here. We've given back almost half of it in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But today's back above 60 cents. And then the Dow Jones currently up about 100. S&P's up 23 points. The crude oil is up about 50 cents per barrel.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk loss. May not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.